Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of 15 Minute Time Limit, supposedly the daily wrestling podcast, but as of late, it's not really that daily. Everything's okay, no need to worry. Actually, everything is more than okay. Real life is good, and it's filling up my time, so I have less time to record this podcast, but here I am. And today we're going to talk about the latest releases and my predictions for Survivor Series. So without any further ado, let's get this episode started. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast. So we all thought that the latest releases were the last of this year, but lo and behold, surprise, surprise, more releases were made the past week, and you know, some of them are surprising, some of them are not. So let's see who got released and who and why and where will they go, what will they do next, you know, some funny releases in this wave. The most shocking, well, you know what, not really that shocking, but I was really disappointed to see John Morrison get released. He's one of my favorites. Back in the day, on his first run in WWE, after he became John Morrison, after he graduated from being Johnny Nitro into John Morrison, he was one of my favorites. Loved him on Lucha Underground. He was the reason I started watching Lucha Underground. I loved him on Impact. And I was really happy to see him get back into WWE. Really happy to see his wife get signed. But after she got released, then it was only a matter of time until he'll get released, sadly. And it happened. But I think he and Taya Valkyrie, his wife, will be huge stars no matter where they will end up. And best of luck to John Hannigan, one of the best wrestlers. Another surprising name, Drake Maverick, who was released, did a video, got hired back, and now he was released and did almost the same video, but with add-ons, a great, great video. You can see it on his Twitter, formerly known as Spud on Impact Wrestling. You know, if Morrison will end up in Impact, I think that Drake Maverick, Spud, should get back to Impact as well. He's a phenomenal guy with a very creative head, as can be seen on his video. And, you know, maybe it's better for him, instead of chasing the 24/7 title, do something meaningful on Impact or wherever he'll end up with. Where? In. And a surprising shocker, the rest of Hydro were released. They were just drafted to the main roster to SmackDown. They lost B-Fab on the latest releases before that. And now all three of them got released. Top Dollar, Ashanti the Adonis, and Isaiah Swerve Scott. Now, all of them will be successful in and out of wrestling. They have their rapping career. They have great charisma, great personalities. So I'm not worried about them. And I really hope that Swerve ends up on AEW, not on Impact. I think he'll be better suited in AEW. He'll be a better fit there. He is one of the best high-flying wrestlers in the world, and he should really showcase his talent like he did on Lucha Underground as well in the past. So good luck, Hydro. The only female superstar to be released this time, Tegan Nox, aka Nixon Newell on the British independent scene before WWE. Really heartbreaking for her because she was destined to be a huge star, then she got injured. on the Mae Young Classic. Then she came back from injury, got injured again. And, you know, if it wasn't for all these injuries, then I think she would have been the face of the women's division. Brie Larson, Captain Marvel, spoke with her on one edition of The Bump. They talked about workouts and whatnot. So she has that mainstream appeal, and she'll do great. And hopefully she will also end up in AEW or Impact, because she has a lot to contribute wherever she'll go. Two more people were released. Shane Thorne, formerly known as Slapjack in Retribution. He was kind of a wasted talent. He tried a new gimmick, which didn't set off. He's great. He's been in the Mighty Don't Kneel alongside Bronson Reed, Jonah Rock. They already talked on Twitter, you know, let's get back together. And Mikey Nichols, who went back to Australia after their time in NXT as TM61. So I think he was misused, had a lot of potential, still has potential. So I'll gladly follow him wherever he'll end up. And the last one released, Jackson Ryker, yes. You know, a lot of people said that they were really surprised that he wasn't released prior to that. And if people say that, that's all I can say about him. He's a former Impact wrestler. He didn't really impress me, not on Impact, not on NXT, not in the main roster. He had some controversial political views. He tweeted and a lot of people were against it. And all in all, you know, he's a big guy. He's a muscle guy. But I won't be surprised if we won't see him around a lot. So that sums up the releases. It sucks to be released. Hope everyone will do well. The wrestling world, as of now, is a great place to be. A lot of opportunities, lots of places to wrestle in. So hold your head up high and keep on grinding. Alright, so today is Survivor Series Day. And I'm going to give you my predictions and see myself fail miserably, like always, on my predictions. No, but actually, Survivor Series this year kind of lacked a build. You know, I mean, it did have some build, but not as much as the past. No roster invasions. No, well, it makes sense when 4 out of 5 people on the men's or the women's team were representing the other brand a month ago, and now they switch brands in the draft, and they should be, you know, be very loyal to the brand they've been for a month. That makes no sense. Also, surprisingly, no title switches. For the past few years, when we had champ versus champ, there were instances of a champion losing the title right before Survivor Series to get ourselves a more interesting and fresh matchup. Let's say AJ Styles beating Jinder and facing Brock Lesnar, for example. But this year, no title changes. All champions remained the same, and we'll get a showcase between the champs. So I talked a lot. Here are my predictions for this event. The main event will be Big E versus Roman Reigns, the main champs, the world champs of each brand. And in my opinion, no question, the big dog, the head of the table, Roman Reigns, will beat Big E because, come on, that's Roman Reigns. Nothing against Big E. Amazing wrestler, great worker, great person outside of the ring. But Roman Reigns hasn't lost in, I don't know, 5,000 days. So, yeah, he's going to win. Roman Reigns will beat Big E. In the same match for the women, we have Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch. And it will be interesting because all of their backstage heat and how they got into an argument and they had to be separated. And I really thought that Sasha Banks will somehow beat Charlotte Flair this week on SmackDown, get the title, and will get Becky versus Sasha. But we got Becky versus Charlotte. And even though I find it very hard to imagine Charlotte losing after all the reports of the backstage behavior, I still think Becky will win, maybe dirty, maybe with a roll-up or some way of cheating, but I definitely see Becky beating Charlotte tonight. More champion versus champion matches. Shinsuke Nakamura will face Damian Priest. I will go with Damian Priest here. He's on a roll, not that Nakamura isn't, but the way Nakamura has been treated by WWE booking leaves me a little room to doubt that Damian Priest will indeed win their match. And so far, we have one SmackDown and two Raw. And I will add another Raw victory in the tag team match between Rated RK-Bro and the Usos. I think the Usos will be preoccupied, maybe with Xavier Woods and Big E, maybe a returning Kofi Kingston. And Rated RK-Bro, or just RK-Bro, will win the tag champs matchup. Then we have the 25-man Battle Royale for The Rock's debut in Rock's name. I don't know. I think AJ Styles will win it, or Amos. One of them, I think, will win it. Or, you know, there's a long shot of Sami Zayn winning it, but I don't know. Even if I'm super optimistic, I don't really think. Maybe Cesaro, I don't know. But I think AJ Styles or Omos will win the Battle Royal. Maybe The Rock will come and win the Battle Royal himself. I don't know. What do you think? The Rock will come? Maybe. I mean, they dedicated to him and Red Notice is the sponsor of the show. So maybe we'll get a surprise visit or surprise appearance from The Rock himself. Last two matches, the traditional 5-on-5 elimination match. Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. The lineups have changed since they were announced a few times. But I'm going to go with a double win for Team SmackDown. On both the men and women matches, I can see Drew McIntyre being the sole survivor in the men's matchup. Maybe he'll have a showcase, eliminate two or three people. Yeah, definitely I think Team SmackDown, because Team Raw has Seth Rollins and Balor and Kevin Owens, who are kind of feuding with each other, and Austin Theory, who's green, and Bobby Lashley, who won't get along. Now Team SmackDown is all fun and games. I mean, Baron Corbin and Jeff Hardy are kind of feuding, and Drew McIntyre has a history of Sheamus and Xavier Woods, the King. But yeah, Team SmackDown for the men and for the women as well. Currently, Team SmackDown is Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi, Natalya, and Toni Storm, who got added on Friday, against Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Carmella, and Queen Zelina. I think Sasha and Toni will be the final two, the two sole survivors. Maybe Shayna as well. And Team Raw will just malfunction at the junction, like Mauro Ranallo used to say. So yeah, I'm going to go with both Team SmackDown to win it. That's all the time. Go to linktree.com/15minutetimelimit to find the podcast. Send the link to your friends. And next episode, Survivor Series review. It's going to be huge. Bye-bye.